Thank you. And I have to say, I expected about 10 people here, so you've already exceeded my expectations. In way of disclaimer, I have to say I'm from the state of New York. And I say that because you can see from this timeline, New York State has actually had a public health law and regulation mandating the testing of all pregnant women for each pregnancy for hepatitis B surface antigen since 1990. And we actually started implementing lot quality assurance site visits, which not only included, and I'll call it LQA, if you hear me say LQA, this is what I mean. The LQA site visits not only included the review for checking for hepatitis B surface antigen test results, but also the date in both mother and infant chart. And so we use those site visits as a time to provide a lot of education. And as time went on, we realized we were running into some issues with the birth dose. And you, if you go to the IAC website, you'll see six errors, perinatal hepatitis B errors, and those were actually case studies from New York State, which are still happening even today. So we did a survey in 2002 to look at barriers for implementing the birth dose. Number one, of course, is cost. And I know that many of you are still dealing with this. But in 2003, we implemented what we called our birth dose initiative. And through the birth dose initiative, if a hospital agreed to adopt standing orders and an aggressive hepatitis B birth dose policy, the state would provide them vaccine for all infants regardless of the mother's insurance status. And they also must enroll in the VFC program because obviously a good proportion of those would come from VFC. In 2006, it's also important to note that our Commissioner of Health issued a letter stating that the standard of care in New York State was to deliver the hepatitis B vaccine within 12 hours of birth, and that's a key piece that I'll get to. We did another survey in 2007 to look at, even though we had removed the cost barrier, we still weren't seeing big numbers on the hepatitis B birth dose in most of our hospitals. So we started to look at, you know, we did a survey to look at what are some of your barriers that you're running against and started addressing some of those barriers, but we didn't have any data on it. So in 2010, I was lucky enough to have two outstanding interns working with me, and we did a survey. The purpose of the survey was to identify common practices among hospitals with the highest birth dose coverage. And then we'd take those practices and share the recommendations with our other birthing hospitals and eventually kind of fold them into recommendations from the New York State Department of Health. We, using 2009 birth dose data, and we got our birth dose data from our electronic birth certificate records, 28 hospitals were identified with having birth dose rates of 90% or greater, and we conducted the collective we, my two wonderful interns, did telephone interviews, and we did have a 100% completion. And by the way, we chose to have the interviews conducted with the nurse managers as opposed to the chief of pediatrics based on a very extensive literature review study. And I would be happy to share that with anybody who wants to know. So I'm not going to go into all the questions on the questionnaire. I will throw these up. We had the usual demographic information, collecting information from the interviewee. The questions that were selected were questions, barriers that were identified in the 2008 survey that was done. And key was looking at when the VIS was given, when the consent was signed. We had some other issues that we were looking at, looking at pharmacies and how they were getting the vaccine from New York State. and looking at some education pieces. And again, I'm just going to kind of flip through these very quickly. These are all of these questions were based, as I said, on what we were getting back from our previous survey. One of the things we did add, because of one of my interns being very interested in this, was looking at hospitals serving special populations. And we knew from history we have a very large Amish population who typically deliver at home, but if there were risk factors, they would come into the hospital, and they were very resistant to having their infants vaccinated. However, if they delivered in the hospital, they did have to be tested for hepatitis B surface antigen. We also looked at some refusing. We got the feedback that parents were refusing, who was refusing? Why were they refusing? And then we looked at some questions about workshops. We provided workshops for that brought together hospital staff, county staff, and also private providers in a workshop setting so that we could kind of exchange ideas as well as learn from each other. And of course, as all of you know, funding hit and the workshops went away. But I'm still hopeful. I think someday we'll be able to bring those back. And then because this was an interview, we had two open-ended questions. We asked the nurse managers what they felt were the most important factors in achieving their high birth dose rates, and if they had any other comments regarding the birth dose that they'd like to share. And so our results were not surprising to those of us who've ever worked in labor and delivery and in the nursery, that we saw in terms of when the vaccine information statement was given, that when the VIS was given, we had five hospitals that actually had very active prenatal programs where they gave the VIS to parents prior to. Some of them even had the parents sign the consent and bring the consent in. Occasionally, if it was too long before, they would have them sign another consent form. And in all cases, all of the mothers received the VIS prior to delivery. Well, with the exception of four, they got it in the delivery room shortly after delivery, but those delivery rooms were really more home birthing rooms in those four cases. So that's kind of a change. Very few signed the consent to vaccinate prior to. There was only one hospital that did that. But most of the hospitals had them sign the consent form immediately upon admission to L&D. And for those of you who have been L&D nurses, you know you've got a lot more control over what goes on when they first come in. They're anxious, they're nervous. You start putting papers in front of them, and they'll just sign just about anything. And nurses figured this out, and it's been very, very successful. If you wait until after the baby's born and you're bringing the baby in and grandma's there and grandpa's there and everybody else is giving advice to this mother, you're not going to have the compliance rate. And this is just another slide showing pretty much what was intuitive to a lot of us who had worked in that area. One of the things that we really were trying to get at is because we wanted to encourage the giving the hepatitis B birth dose within 12 hours of birth. I mean, New York State looks at the birth dose as a safety net. And as Tanya pointed out, that there are errors, lab errors. There are human errors. One of the things we're working on now, too, is getting away from having information on the hepatitis B surface antigen transcribed. We want original lab work, and we're pushing more and more for that, especially to have it done electronically. So when was that birth dose given? And in most cases, the response that we got back was if it was given as part of the newborn admission, whether it was there in the delivery room immediately after delivery or in the nursery during the admission process, those hospitals had the greatest success. And what was interesting was that some of the nurse managers, there were actually six nurse managers that said that their prenatal classes did not include any information on hepatitis B birth dose, but they all of them had plans to incorporate information about the birth dose, and we encouraged them to talk about vaccines in general and vaccine safety. We had heard from our previous survey that there was some staff resistance, and it was primarily with the pediatricians in the private practice. I questioned that a little bit because I know from personal experience there were some nurses too, but this was nurses filling out the survey, so they said it was the physicians. If you asked the physicians, they said it was the, you know, families and the nurses. So there is that caveat to that particular question. One of the things we did ask them about is that all these hospitals had a perinatal hepatitis B component in their new orientation of all nursing staff. Many had it in with their medical staff, and several also included clerical staff in their perinatal hepatitis B program. And they continue to provide continuing education to staff, mostly on an as-needed basis, but five actually included it in their annual updates. And then, of course, we looked at immunization advocates or champions, if the, you know, the nurse manager was aware. And that's kind of surprised me. I would like to go back and revisit this question. I think the question could have been written a little more clearly, but we really didn't identify a particular role or a particular person because it varied from hospital to hospital. And I don't know if I mentioned in the beginning, we identified 28 hospitals, but it's 28 out of 96 birthing hospitals in New York State, excluding New York City. So we had a pretty good cross-section of hospitals that we were dealing with. And, of course, then we were looking at some of the special populations and did they serve these special populations and what were some of the issues that they ran into with that. So the most common reasons, we wanted to identify the reasons for refusal. And no surprise, most of them preferred to have be vaccinated in the pediatrician's office, and frequently that was because the pediatrician had told the parents prior to entering, don't get the vaccine at the hospital, I'll give the baby the vaccine when you bring the baby in. And so as much as possible, we've been trying to get around that with working with the pediatricians. And we actually have a new carrot. For those of you who don't know, there is a financial incentive for pediatricians to give the vaccine in the office. But what we do now is if we give the birth dose in the hospital, then all the demographic information on that infant and the birth dose is entered into our New York State immunization information system. And so they save staff time in data in entering all of that information. So we're seeing more and more compliance on the part of the pediatricians now, which is kind of nice. The self-reported most important factors for successful hepatitis B birth dose rate, and this is not ranked in any particular order, but this is what we got from the nurse managers, that early parental education prior to hospitalization, those prenatal classes, were very important. Getting the consent signed before or upon hospital admission was a key. Early administration of birth dose following the delivery, and it was typically given with the aquamifitin in most of the hospitals. Staff education and staff buy-in. And part of that goes along, too, with identifying if you've got a nurse or even a clerical person who is anti-vaccine, you had to weed them out quickly and work with them either on a one-on-one basis or help them find someplace else to work. But they didn't belong in the nursery or L&D. Staff support for the family and the ability to explain vaccine safety and efficacy was very important. And, of course, they all mentioned state-funded vaccines at no cost to the hospital. And I know that is a problem for many of you. And then having a universal birth dose policy was very important. So best practices, what are our recommendations? Well, here they are. Give the VIS and the consent prior to entering the delivery room whenever possible. Birth dose should be administered in the delivery room or upon admission to the newborn nursery. These were key points. Staff education efforts need to focus on the pediatricians because the parents trusted their recommendation and that ensured the timely administration of the birth dose. And also parental education prior to delivery, not only about the birth dose, but also on general vaccine safety information. And when you had a case of parental refusal to vaccinate, all of the hospitals had a policy to inform the pediatrician and to document the reason for refusal. And the reason the pediatrician was informed was for two reasons. One, a lot of them asked to have the pediatrician sign the consent. We have a combination consent and refusal form, and the pediatrician needs to sign it prior to discharge for the baby so that the pediatrician is aware that the parents haven't vaccinated the baby and that the pediatrician usually will go in and say, look, I want the baby to have the vaccine. You know, that's the policy here at this hospital. We also identified the need to provide more culturally sensitive and linguistically appropriate materials for our Amish and Mennonite population and also our Native American. We do a really nice job with our Hispanic and some of our other refugee populations, but the Amish and Mennonite have been kind of left out. And then we also see a need to do some more study of cultural and religious beliefs in decision making for vaccine. And of course, there was always this, you know, they requested support from the New York State Department of Health to provide education materials and the workshops. So I want to thank several people, but not the least of which is my friend, my mentor, my former medical director and now director of our immunization, Bureau of Immunization, Dr. Blog. And I had my two wonderful interns who couldn't join me today. Now, I just want to share with you real quick. I told you that our 28 hospitals were selected from 2009 data. Based on our 2010 data, we now have 35 hospitals with 90% better birth dose rates. We have 65 hospitals with 80% or better. And we only have 5 hospitals with less than 40%. And I know for a fact, because I'm visiting all of them, they're getting a personal visit from me, that 3 of them have low birth dose rates because in one case, somebody forgot to tell the clerk who fills out the electronic birth certificate to enter the information into that field. So we suspect that, you know, our rates are even higher than that. And, you know, our staff, both at the county level and the state level, have worked really hard to bring up these birth dose rates. And do I have 2 minutes? Okay. I have to tell you a wonderful story because we know how important stories are. 5 years ago, my favorite niece went into the hospital and delivered my absolutely precious little great niece, Katie. And when I came in to see my niece and Katie prior to discharge, my niece says to me, Aunt Linny, I asked them for the hepatitis B vaccine like you told me, and they said that they don't give it because it's not good to give a newborn baby a shot. And so needless to say, Aunt Linny went marching down to the nursery, and about 3 months later, they got a visit from the state health department. Well, let's fast forward 3 years, and Katie's little sister, Annie, is ready to come into the world. And I get a phone call in the middle of the night, you know, Aunt Linny, I'm in labor, and my section isn't scheduled for 4 more days, and what do I do? And I'll meet you at the hospital. So off we go up to the hospital. My niece is in, there's some problems with the labor. But lo and behold, even while they're prepping her for an emergency section, they say to her, Jenna, this is, you know, it's our hospital policy to give the birth dose to all newborns right after delivery. You're okay with that, aren't you? And she goes, you know, Aunt Linny, what do I do? And I go, just say yes. And sure enough, I mean, within a matter of 3 years, there was a total turnaround. And this was 2 years ago. This particular hospital has a birth dose rate of about 97%. They have over 700 deliveries a year. No, excuse me. They have they're now up to almost 1,000 deliveries a year. So this is not a small hospital. This is not an insignificant achievement for them. And I just wanted to share that with you. So thank you.